RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Porrick Lodge.
Good morning to you, Audrey. Chelsea and Paris Saint-Germain have qualified for the Champions League semi-finals. Even though they lost the second leg 1-0 to Porto, Chelsea went through 2-1 in aggregate. Both legs of that tie were played in Seville due to COVID travel restrictions. It's Chelsea's first time to reach the semi-finals since 2014. Paris Saint-Germain reached the semis despite a 1-0 home defeat to the holders Bayern Munich. PSG progressed on away goals after the tie ended 3-3 on aggregate. In tonight's quarter-final second leg games, Liverpool and Real Madrid meet at Anfield, the Spanish side holding a 3-1 lead from the first leg, while Manchester City begin 2-1 up away to Borussia Dortmund. Shamrock Rovers were 2-0 winners over Derry City in last night's League of Ireland Premier Division game at the Brandywell. Rory Gaffney and Graham Burke scored the goals in the first half for the Hoops as they kept the pressure on St Patrick's Athletic and Finn Harps at the top of the table. Derry remain in bottom place with no points from their opening four games. This was the assessment of winning manager Stephen Bradley.
I was happy considering it's on the back of Saturday night. We've had a long trip to Sligo and a tough game. We knew tonight would be difficult because they're obviously fighting to try and get the first win. And in my opinion, they've been unlucky in a couple of the games that I've watched. So we knew it would be a difficult game and it turned out to be, but overall we're happy.
And what was the plan at half time? Did you want more goals in the second half, or were you happy with the way the game was being managed?
No, we wanted to go and score more goals. We wanted to go and attack, and that's the way we play, and we're at our best when we do that. So we had a few opportunities in the second half, but we were a little bit sloppy in the final third, and it got away from us. But no, we wanted to go and score.
And how do you assess where you're at yourself, early days? But you see the likes of Derry, obviously bottom with no points, Dundalk sitting on 1 point. I mean, it's a chance to drive home a big advantage against a side like Dundalk, who've been your main rivals over the last couple of years.
Yeah, look, we concentrate on us. We concentrate on getting points on the board. Tonight was important because it was obviously a game in hand on everybody. So it was important we got the maximum points. We've done that. We're happy where we are, but we know we have a few levels to go. This team will only get better. We're still a lot of new players in it. But we'll only get better. But we are happy where we are.
That's the Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley speaking to Eric White. The Northern Ireland women's team qualified for next summer's European Championships by beating Ukraine in their playoff in Belfast. Marissa Callaghan and Nadine Caldwell scored to give Kenny Shields' side a 2-0 win on the night and a 4-1 victory on aggregate. The European Championships will be staged in England in July 2022 with a final at Wembley. Leinster's Champions Cup semi-final against La Rochelle in France has been fixed for Sunday the 2nd of May with a 3 o'clock kick-off. The other semi-final between Toulouse and Bordeaux-Begley will be played on Saturday the 1st of May, while Ulster's Challenge Cup semi-final against Leicester will be held at Welford Road on Friday night the 30th of April starting at 8 o'clock. Scotland head coach Gregor Townsend will be part of Warren Gatland's coaching team for the tour of South Africa this summer. Steve Tandy, Robin McBride and Neil Jenkins have also been given roles. Jamie Jones capped an impressive return from a one-year suspension by booking his place at the World Snooker Championship at the Crucible. The Welshman recorded a 10-5 win over China's Li Hang at the final round of qualifiers. And finally, in racing, on her first ride on a racecourse, Laura Ward took victory in the bumper at Fairy House on a horse trained locally by her uncle Vincent. The winner, Mary's Pride, is named after Laura's late mother, Mary.